You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Tonight, the major step forward from New York to Florida, New Jersey to California. The number of new COVID cases in the U.S. now dropping below 50,000 a day for the first time since last October. New York State and the new announcement tonight, what it means for restaurants, theaters, and the subway in New York City. Thousands of government workers in New York City returning to their offices today. Florida's governor and what he declared today. And tonight, Dr. Jha on whether the U.S. will reach herd immunity. And what about the vaccines? Will they be effective against the troubling variant in India? Meantime, in India tonight, the U.S. travel ban going into effect a few hours from now. More than 400,000 new cases in a single day in India. More than 3,600 deaths. And tonight, the haunting images. Doctors now telling patients to find their own oxygen. In this country, tracking severe storms at this hour that have turned deadly. The man outside Atlanta killed in his SUV. The severe thunderstorm and tornado watches as we come on from Texas to the Carolinas, then up the East Coast tomorrow. Ginger Z is here to time it out. News tonight after the deadly boat tragedy off San Diego, a crowded boat slamming into a reef, capsizing. People seen jumping into the water. Tonight, the captain now in custody with the investigation underway. As U.S. troops begin to pull out from Afghanistan, the new attack tonight, a bomb exploding near a school. Ian Pannell reporting from Afghanistan. The news late today from Bill and Melinda Gates ending their 27-year marriage, what we're learning. And our Made in America is back tonight as America gets back on track. The summer tradition making a comeback and the American families leading the charge.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us as we start another week together here. And we begin tonight with the nation exhausted by this pandemic, now beginning to move forward. New announcements today from New York to Florida, from New Jersey to California. Major steps toward reopening. The average daily number of new COVID cases now below 50,000 for the first time since last fall. Amid this new debate tonight, will the U.S. reach herd immunity, or will we have to get used to this virus being around for years to come? Dr. Jha on that tonight. But today, some encouraging signs. In New York City, some 80,000 city workers called back to the office. New York's governor lifting many restrictions by May 19th, including the subway, which will be back up and running 24/7 even before that. There is still a push tonight to reach those who haven't been vaccinated yet, demand plunging 22% in just 3 weeks. And the numbers tonight, 145,346,000 have now received at least one dose. That's 56% of all adults. Meantime, authorities here in the U.S. monitoring the worsening situation in India, the horrific images from inside the hospitals there. The U.S. will restrict travel from India. That travel ban begins in just hours. Their emergency fueled by the U.K. variant and a new variant emerging in India. And we asked Dr. Jha about that tonight. Will the vaccines being used here be effective against that concerning new variant? We have it all covered tonight for you. And we begin here with ABC's Eva Pilgrim leading us off from New York.
Tonight, with coronavirus cases dropping under 50,000 for the first time since October, from coast to coast, Americans are getting back to work. In San Francisco, staffers welcoming the public back as the city's library reopened its doors. In New York City, 80,000 government workers today returning to their offices.
We're ready. We're ready.
I'm ready. We're ready.
The state of New York announcing a full reopening for most businesses on May 19th, with subway trains running 24/7.
Subway's my concern. You know, closeness, close quarters, overcrowding.
Some are calling for safer workspaces and more vaccinations first.
We are still in a pandemic and public health crisis, despite what the mayor says.
I would feel most comfortable knowing that everyone had been vaccinated.
Across the river, New Jersey now dropping many of its restrictions on May 19th, too.
This means that the events that we all associate with a summer, from fireworks displays to parades to the state fair, can all go forward as long as attendees are keeping 6 feet of distance.
But Florida going further today, suspending all COVID public health orders.
That is, we're no longer in a state of emergency.
More than 30% of Americans are now fully vaccinated, but demand for vaccines has plunged, a nearly 26% drop in the last 3 weeks.
Well, I do think we can hit herd immunity. Again, we think that probably about 80%, maybe 85% of people will need to ultimately get vaccinated in order to have herd immunity. I think that is possible.
Vaccinations critical as new outbreaks pop up in the Pacific Northwest and variants spreading fast in India. The 617 has already been identified in 3 states. Starting tomorrow, the U.S. banning travel from India by non-U.S. citizens.
All the data we have so far suggests that our vaccines are going to hold up against the variants from India, the 617 variant.
Let's hope so. We'll continue to watch that. Eva Pilgrim with us tonight, and Eva, that growing debate about whether the U.S. will ever reach herd immunity. We heard Dr. Jha say there we have to hit about 80 to 85% of the population vaccinated in this country to get there, and we're at about 40% fully vaccinated when it comes to adults. He believes we can still get there?
Yes, David, he still thinks it's possible. But even if we can't reach that magic number, bottom line, he thinks if we can get enough Americans vaccinated, we can get this virus under control and get our lives back to normal. David.
All right, Eva Pilgrim leading us off on a Monday night. Eva, thank you. And as you heard Eva report there, that new U.S. travel ban from India begins in the coming hours as the COVID crisis there only worsens tonight. Hospitals simply overwhelmed. Patients in some cases left outside. On one day alone this weekend, a record 400,000 new cases of coronavirus and more than 3,600 deaths in a single day. The U.S. helping tonight with shipments of oxygen and vaccine supplies. And here's our foreign correspondent, James Longman, tonight.
Outside overwhelmed hospitals in India tonight, the sick gasp for air, families struggling to find the help they need. In one hospital, 24 people suffocated to death because of a lack of oxygen. Chilling video showing family members fanning their loved ones with towels, a desperate attempt to keep them alive.
The doctors themselves, they are asking the patients to arrange for their own oxygen supplies. That's how bad the situation is right now.
The most basic of needs unmet by a government many feel has abandoned them.
When the cases started rising up, I thought government had a plan. But turns out they didn't.
There's no dignity in death here. This woman bringing her dead husband home in a rickshaw. There was no ambulance to bring him home from the hospital. With that U.S. travel ban on incoming flights from India set to take effect in just hours, Indian Americans are watching in horror, helpless.
It's just impossible to describe what it feels like. Seeing my parents on FaceTime and seeing my dad lying on a bed, and I can't go home.
Really horrifying images, and thinking about all of the families here in America, thinking about their own loved ones back in India, of course. And James back with us tonight. James, we know the U.S. is now sending aid supplies to make vaccines, and you're learning more tonight about India's vaccine shortage.
Yeah, David, the U.S. is sending $100 million worth of medical supplies and other help. A fourth shipment arrived over the weekend. And as for vaccines, just 11% of the nearly 1.4 billion people in India have received a shot, and they are running out. David.
All right, James Longman back with us again tonight. Thank you, James. And back here in this country at this hour, the severe thunderstorm and tornado watches as we're on the air tonight. The severe weather already deadly, 60 million Americans in the storm zone in 10 states, bracing for those possible severe storms and tornadoes as we go into the nighttime hours. This drone shot tonight of a powerful tornado in Yazoo City, Mississippi, swirling with debris. And an EF1 tornado near Atlanta today, damaging buildings, and at least one person was killed in his SUV when a tree came down on him. ABC's Steve Osunsami tonight from Atlanta.
South of Charlotte, the tornado sirens were blaring this evening. And tonight, there are more warnings about more possible tornadoes. The severe weather came down hard on the Atlanta area, where a 60-year-old man was killed in the suburbs after a large tree was blown down on top of his SUV.
We all went into the bathrooms and kind of huddled down, and it's literally the stereotype of you hear the train, and we literally heard the train for like almost like a full 60 seconds, and it was intense.
The Weather Service says an EF1 tornado came through west of Atlanta with up to 90-mile-an-hour winds, one of more than 20 reported tornadoes across several states.
You need to continue to take this warning very seriously, extremely seriously, across Fulton County and into DeKalb County as well.
Players from the Portland Trail Blazers, in town for a game tonight against the Atlanta Hawks, were seen here taking cover in a basement during the worst of the storm. This same system hit Mississippi overnight. This is video from the sky above Yazoo City, where you can see the damage flying through the air before the camera loses its signal.
The storms continue through the night, and there's now a greater threat of more severe weather across parts of this same region tomorrow. David.
All right, Steve Osunsami, thank you. From Steve right to ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z tonight, tracking it all. And of course, Ginger, we're always especially concerned when these storms hit in the overnight hours.
David, as the sun sets, we hate to see the atmosphere opening up, but that's exactly what's happening. These nocturnal tornadoes and even just the damaging winds can be even more impactful because people end up going to sleep. But tonight, if you are in one of these watch areas that you see dotted across the map from New Mexico and Texas up through Oklahoma, even Illinois and South Carolina, please be aware. Have your NOAA weather radios. Sirens just don't cut it. They don't make it through homes. It's not something you want to rely on. Have two forms of warning tonight, especially anywhere in the highlighted regions. So again, into tomorrow, we're going to march these storms and a new kind of dynamic comes in, lifting up the atmosphere. The same area, David, that got hit on Sunday is in it again. Tupelo, Tuscaloosa, you're included.
Ginger Z and Steve Osunsami, our thanks to you both tonight. We learned late today that Bill and Melinda Gates are ending their 27-year marriage. Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft, one of the richest men in the world. As a couple, through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they have donated billions to help people around the world. Both are a force in the world of philanthropy and giving. Here's our chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, tonight.
They're one of the world's richest couples, famous not just for how much money they've made, but how much they've given away. But tonight, after 27 years, Bill and Melinda Gates are calling it quits, tweeting in a joint statement, "After a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage." Bill Gates, who co-founded Microsoft, is now worth an estimated $124 billion. He and Melinda co-founding the Gates Foundation, and with Warren Buffett creating the Giving Pledge, where wealthy people commit to giving the majority of their money away.
William H. Gates III and Melinda French Gates.
President Obama awarding them the Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor.
These two have donated more money to charitable causes than anyone ever.
This year, the couple taking a leading role in the global fight against COVID-19, donating $100 million in the first months of the pandemic, then revealing on World News Tonight last April they were donating another $150 million. In an interview with David, Melinda Gates criticizing then-President Trump for stripping funding from the World Health Organization.
WHO was created after World War II to deal with exactly these kinds of issues around the world. So halting funding right now, that just doesn't make any sense.
Now, more than a year into the pandemic, the Gates Foundation has donated $1.75 billion to the fight.
And David, tonight, Melinda and Bill say they will continue to remain as co-chairs and trustees of their foundation. No changes are planned to their roles or the organization itself, and they will continue to work together. David?
That is encouraging. Rebecca Jarvis with us tonight. Thank you, Rebecca. Next this evening here, we have news on that investigation into that deadly shipwreck off the coast of Southern California. Images of that 40-foot boat ripped apart by the waves, people jumping into the water, just trying to survive. But authorities tonight now believe it was the human smugglers who were at work. ABC's Will Carr on the scene in Point Loma, California.
Tonight, questions are swirling around this suspected smuggling ship that crashed and splintered into a rocky Southern California shoreline. The ship capsized. Watch as one person falls off, crashing into the waves. Another man with his arm extended, desperate for help. Dozens jumping into the frigid waters after the ship crashed into a reef.
40-foot trawler aground with multiple persons in the water.
The rock shredding the boat into pieces. Coast Guard choppers sweeping in.
Conditions are pretty rough. The water's around 60 degrees, so you get hypothermic pretty quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Authorities say at least 30 people were packed tight on the boat, a 40-foot cabin cruiser, which likely was trying to blend in with commercial traffic after crossing the maritime border. At least three people were killed.
This was a smuggling vessel. Smugglers don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit.
Tonight, the captain is in custody. And while the investigation continues, video shows some survivors being taken from the hospital in handcuffs and loaded into government SUVs.
With the recent surge that we've seen at the border, federal authorities tell me they've been seeing more and more migrants trying to come into the country by sea. They say apprehensions rose in 2020 by 92% and an additional 40% this year alone on top of that. David.
All right, Will Carr in San Diego tonight. Will, thank you. Overseas tonight, as U.S. troops begin the pullout from Afghanistan, the new attack tonight, a bomb exploding near a school. ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell on the ground in Kabul tonight.
Tonight, the growing bloodshed in Afghanistan. A bomb exploding near a school in western Afghanistan, wounding 21, at least 10 of them students, some as young as 7. No group said it carried out the attack, but the Taliban are active in the area. In the last 2 days alone, there have been almost 300 Taliban attacks in more than 24 provinces across Afghanistan.
March!
And as America accelerates its withdrawal, these Afghan troops we met today may be the last line of defense against the advance of the militants.
Afghan forces have done most of the fighting and most of the dying over the last 20 years, and now American troops are leaving. They're going to have to handle it on their own.
The simple question tonight, are they up to the task?
Well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying that Afghan forces face an uncertain future. And I have to say, the mood here in Kabul tonight is bleak. David?
Ian Pannell on the ground in Afghanistan for us again tonight. Thank you, Ian. And an emotional goodbye to Andrew Brown Jr. today. Family and friends gathered in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, to mourn the father of 7 who was killed by police serving a warrant at his home April 21st. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivering the eulogy.
Before we could get through one 24-hour cycle after the conviction of Derek Chauvin for the lynching by knee of George Floyd, a policeman killed Andrew Brown Jr.
The Reverend Sharpton has joined Brown's family in calling for the immediate release of all of the police body camera footage. A lot more news to get to tonight when we come back. News about the desperate search for a missing college student vanishing in upstate New York. And the out-of-control Chinese rocket now falling back to Earth and the concerns about where it could hit.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
There is an urgent search tonight for a missing student from Buffalo State College. Sophomore Sanaya Dennis last seen in her dorm more than a week ago. A ping from her phone was detected near Niagara Falls State Park, but nothing since then. Police say there are no signs of foul play. Her father joining the search. Her family says it's unusual for her not to keep in touch. President Biden today reversing course on refugees coming to the U.S. after fierce reaction last month. The president says he wants to raise the refugee cap to 62,500 for this fiscal year. Last month, when the president said he was going to leave the historically low cap set by President Trump, he was criticized by Democratic allies on Capitol Hill. And an out-of-control Chinese rocket is now falling back to Earth. China launching the rocket last week. It was supposed to follow a controlled re-entry into the ocean, now on a path that could rain debris on New York, Madrid, or Beijing, they say, in the next few days. And a passing to note, the three-time Indianapolis 500 winner Bobby Unser has died. He and his brother Al are the only brothers to win the Indy 500. Bobby Unser was 87. Finally tonight here, our Made in America is back, and so is a longtime summer tradition, hitting the open road. Tonight, Made in America is back with a country getting back on track. And what's old is suddenly new again. The Pickett family from Bozeman, Montana, dad Keena, mom Nellie, 6-year-old Ash, 4-year-old Story.
They've been traveling in their American-made Airstream 18,000 miles in just the last year.
Hey, David, how's it going?
Dad Kina giving us a tour.
So up front here is the dinette. This converts down into a bed. You have the kitchen area here, some bunks for the kids. We love hitting the road in this thing.
Traveling America, celebrating America in their Airstream.
We felt really safe navigating the pandemic. And we got to see some pretty amazing places across America.
12 states in all, Florida, Oregon, Idaho, and South Dakota. Their Airstream, built in Jackson Center, Ohio. The vast majority of the parts made right here in America, too. At the start of the pandemic, Airstream had to lay off workers. Tonight, they tell us 400 of those workers hired back, more than 1,200 workers in all.
Hey, David.
And tonight here, Airstream CEO Bob Wheeler above the factory floor.
It's really been a roller coaster for the last 12 months. This time last year, we were completely shut down. But when we came back from the shutdown, business took off. We didn't anticipate it, but it really knocked our socks off. We rehired everybody that we'd laid off.
For years, we've been reporting Made in America and those road trips.
We had a couple of rigs pulling up.
Drive carefully, come back soon.
Did they just put that up?
That drive heading to Las Vegas in that brand new Winnebago. All this month, our Made in America May. And you'll love what we learn from Winnebago. In the meantime, the Pickett family tonight already planning their next trip.
Are you guys excited to hit the road again?
Yeah!
All right. Hey, thanks, David.
Bye!
Thank you for sharing your trip. And we're just getting started. A Made in America May. Keep sending me your ideas. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Good night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.